Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time you listen to this. My name is Tori, you're tuning in to No Friend Thursday. I just had a thought, yeah? do you know why I'm laughing, yeah? Because I realise, I think every single time I say my intro, you can tell I'm trying to say it really, really quick so I can just get to what I'm saying. And it's always like, I had a thought, or I was thinking, I just spoke to someone, yeah? Like, it always starts like that, which I love that for me. But yeah, I just had a thought that I don't know if anyone talks about this, but maybe we should, or if people do, please point me in the right direction of where people do talk about this. But I'm calling it the mourning of the mask, and I don't mean mourning as in morning, afternoon, evening. I'm talking about the mourning as in like when you're mourning somebody, the loss of something, right? Because I am in a weird space, yeah, where like I would say transitional, and I've been saying I'm in transitional place for a longer time, but I'm actually in transition from like wearing my mask to not wearing my mask. And sometimes the mask goes on. Oh, sorry, let me go back. For those that don't know, masking is for people that have ADHD or autism, or basically anything that's spectrum related, where you basically act the way you think you're meant to act in these environments. We try to act neurotypical. So the things that neurotypical people do, we're just like, okay, we'll just do that thing. And we wear the mask. So we hide our thoughts, our feelings, our isms and schisms. We hide them because along the way, somewhere in life, we've learned that we shouldn't do those things, or those things aren't socially accepted, or, oh, everyone doesn't do this? Okay, do you know what I mean? We've learned that. And I say that in a very loose way, as in, like, we've just learned that the way we are and how our minds have worked, whether it's in society, in spaces, in our homes, do you know what I mean? In whatever, we've learned that we shouldn't do those things, that not everyone thinks that way, right? And there may be one person, usually one person that we can talk to, that we can just be our most random selves, and they think we're funny as hell. My person is my sister. She thinks I'm jokes, and she hears me swear a lot, and people are like, Tori, swear what? And that's how you know I have a mask, because there was a point when I was swearing a lot, and it's usually because I'm quite passionate about what I'm talking about, and then the swear word just comes out. So it's never just like, I'm not like angry at someone, but I'm just passionate about this thing, and I'm like, are you fucking joking? Like, what the, like, it's usually in a reaction to something that is hypothetical. I'm never swearing like at somebody or like at a people. I'm usually swearing at like a situation or anything. But anyway, what I've realized over doing research is usually that's that. There's one person, there's usually one, and they only get a little bit. They don't get all of it, but they're the person that gets the most of your most authentic neurospicy self. But for the most part, 98% of the world, 99.9% of the world, you have a mask on. And what I realize is you have multiple masks for multiple different situations. But there is like an overall mask, and then masks that go on and off. There's masks that go on top of that mask, depending on what situation you're in, right? You have a relationship mask, you have a work mask, you have your friend's mask, you have like just everyday out in the world, no one's around mask, you have, do you know what I mean? And then usually when you come home and you're by yourself, all the masks come off, but you don't realize they've come off. It's almost like you come in, you take a shower, it's like that. And then literally as you leave your house, as you leave the door, your mask goes on. Also, your mask can go on and off when you're talking to people, like on WhatsApp or on the phone or whatever, the mask slips on and off, right? It's kind of like the Tony Stark thing, you know, like you press a button, it goes, shum, 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 shum. It's just there. It's kind of just there. Anyway, so I don't think anyone talks about the mourning of the mask. So like, I've now realized what it is I was doing. Like, I remember I knew that I was pretending somewhere far, far, far back in my brain. I knew I was pretending, which is also why I realized I had anxiety, because I was, when I go into new spaces, I'm like, what? I don't know what to do here. Like, everyone's like, be yourself. No, that's a lie. Be yourself, be who you are. I can't, because I don't even know who I am, because who I am is not accepted anywhere. So I just need to figure out who I need to be in this space. So when I go into new spaces and new environments where I don't know anyone and I don't know what's expected of me, i.e. if I'm going to, like, for example, like skating, right? And they're like, oh, we're going to go skate this car park. And I don't know who's going to be there, what's going to happen, what the car park's like. I have anxiety because I'm like, I don't know how to act. I don't know what they do here. I don't know what I mean. Versus me going to like a roller skate venue where I'm like, there's going to be skating. We have to skate around. We queue up to get in. But you know what I mean? There's all these rules and things that I already know from other places. You queue up. You pay a ticket, you come in, you skate around, there's music, they say change direction, you skate in another direction. That's the basis of it, right? Or like you go to cinema, you pay your popcorn, you sit and you watch a movie. Do you know what I mean? There are things to do, right? But if I'm in an environment where I don't know what to do, oh my God, my anxiety is so high. And I never realized I have anxiety because I don't know what mask to wear. Do I have to make a new mask? And I'm telling you something now. Neuroplastic people, we are very good, or I could talk for myself, I'm very good at reading the room very, very, very fast and adapting so quickly. Which is also people say like, you're very good, and that's just how our brain works. We adapt to situations very, very quickly. And that's not like a mask thing, that's a survival thing. It's actually how humans, how people have ADHD were before, is actually how humans, my theory, is how humans were like way back in the day before we had technology and things and things that we didn't need, like all these things that we don't need. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that's how the world, because you adapt quickly. Okay, this is happening, environments change, there's danger, we adapt so quickly to situations for survival, right? Anyway, so I believe that's how people with ADHD's brains were. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with us. I just feel that like the world has adapted to these things, and we're just in our most, like, you might be offended, but we're in our most authentic, as in human, authentic space. This is why we feel like the world is not for us. We feel like we're just kind of like, we don't fit in. We're kind of just a little bit lost. We're kind of just like figuring things out, and then we figure out, then it changes again. We're like, ah, because actually the world as it is now was not actually designed for the basis of humanity. Do you know what I mean? The world has adapted and moved like light years ahead of like us as human beings. Our actual genetic makeup and the things we do and how our brain works has not evolved that much, which is also why we can be manipulated by advertisements, by marketing, by, you know what I mean, certain things. You play a song, you put an advert with a certain song behind it, now we feel emotional because our genetic makeup hasn't changed in thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years, which is why we can be manipulated, which is why, you know, someone could say something like, oh, okay, do you know what I mean? It hasn't changed. But yet the world has changed, and people that realize that they can manipulate other humans have made the world, the world has changed accordingly, right? People are trusting. So they're like, oh yeah, and then that person becomes in power and money and blah, 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 all the rest of it, right? I believe people that have ADHD are the closest to like actual basis of what it is to be human, I think. Not to say that people that are neurotypical aren't human, but I'm like, I think we are the closest to like the you know, the original whatever. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what makes sense. I'm not saying everyone's bad or good or whatever. I'm just saying that, like, I feel like we are close to the original, which is why I feel like we find it hard to function in this world. And also why we're addicted to things that have like dopamine, like sweets and like, you know, certain things. And also why coffee doesn't make us like have energy, it makes us go sleep. And do you know what I mean? Certain things, like, we different. It's great. We different. But no one talks about the morning of the mask, because I have had friendships that I'm realizing now, oh my God, it's so crazy. And I haven't let myself fully think the thought, because I think if I do, I will be in bits. Even thinking about it now, it's making me cry. I've had friendships and friendship groups that I just thought, this is how it is. You're in the friendship group, you do the things, like, you act how they're all acting. And I say this, and I'm saying this now in the most simplest of terms, because it wasn't that simple. It wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna act how they act. You just do what they do, right? I loved how they were, I loved how their mind was, I loved their ethos, I loved their, you know, the things they do, and they always held me accountable for like doing the right thing, right? So I became like them. Do you know what I mean? Like, things I didn't want to do, I was like, oh, let me just do it. Do you know what I mean? There's so many things that I find really weird, like, I always forget when I go to someone's house to take something. Don't remember. You know, someone's birthday, get them a card. I don't remember. Get them a present. I don't remember. I just think I got to go to the event and be here and be present. And I've got to make sure I don't do something silly, and I've got to make sure. Do you know what I mean? There's so many thoughts going through my mind when I'm invited to someone's event or someone's birthday or someone's whatever, that I don't even forget to like do the thing. Bring a bottle. I just forget. like, because I'm just worried about all the things I have to do in the room, in the space. Anyway, my friendship groups will, like, remind me of these things, or like, oh, we got this thing, Tori, you're gonna put in, oh yeah, we'll split it between the five of us or whatever. Do you know what I mean? We do the things, we come together and we, you know what I mean? Oh, let's meet up because I haven't met in ages. Okay, I don't really mind not meeting up with people. Like, I love meeting up with people, like my friends, especially with my friends. But I often realize in those moments I had to come with something, like, oh my God, forgive me if I cry, but like, I feel like I had to, like, be accomplished, mainly because of the people that were in it, that certain people that were in this, like, friendship group were, like, so accomplished. And I mean accomplished, like, you know, one of them was, like, in the things that she actually did, and the other one was, like, emotional, like, accomplishments, like, nurturing relationships and getting in with people and, like, the stuff that I'm like, oh, I'd love to be able to do that. Oh my God, sorry. And I was like, oh, I want to be like them. I want to be able to, like, have this ease. And like, I don't think it was easy for them, but it definitely was difficult for me. Like, even more difficult, I believe. Well, I don't actually know. But because my mask has come off now, I'm just thinking about all the things and interactions I've had with people and the things I've done. And particularly this friendship group, which I often wanted to leave, but I felt like I had no excuse to leave. Like, I had no reason to leave because I just feel like I don't really fit in here. And I've almost been, like, playing a role. And it's not fully not the role. It's the role I think I would be if I was neurotypical. Like, the things I would do, like, if I was neurotypical. Because I definitely resonate with these people. It wasn't a lie. We definitely align in the thinking and certain things. But I just realised that just not all the way. You know what I mean? Sometimes I don't want to talk to you guys. And it's not because I don't like you. I just don't want to talk to you. Sometimes, you know, we're sending messages in the group and I'm like, this is overwhelming. It's too much information. But I felt bad for saying that, or I felt bad for, do you know what I mean? Like, I can't organize this thing. I can't, do you know what I mean? So I felt like I was the one who was always, like, on the outskirts. I was the one that was always, like, trotting along. Someone else would organize it. Someone else would. And I don't mind that. But then I felt guilty. I felt bad that I wasn't really contributing to this group. I'm like, what am I really bringing? And then what I would bring to the group is what I brought to the world. Services. Oh, I'm good at doing this. I'm good at doing that. Oh, yeah, I'm good at. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I'll do the one who do this. I'll do the pictures. I'll do the. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, this is all I know I'm good for. Which sounds really sad, but it's like, I can't do all the other things. I can't even understand how you guys are even doing all these other things. And every time I'd want to talk about it, I'd cry. So I'd just be like, I don't, this is so overwhelming. I don't even know what this is. And now, thanks to, you know, a couple of them in there, like, I obviously had therapy and, you know, having my ADHD diagnosis and whatever. Well, not officially, but you know what I mean? And I'm like, raw, I wouldn't even have been able to unmask or even know I had all these masks on if I didn't have them in my life. But now, like, I don't even really wanna like, not be around them. But I have no urgency to talk to them. One of them in particular, like, I loved her bits. And I guess because she's neurotypical as well. I've only just discovered. I'm like, I get why we are in sync. Because we're quite similar as people. Although I definitely feel like she's tapped into something somewhere. I don't know what it is. I have a theory, but I'm not going to say it. I have a theory. But yeah, and I love that for her. And I'm in admiration of her in so many ways. I mean, I have from the moment I met her. I was in admiration of her and her mind and how things worked and how she did things. But there's other ones that I don't really want to talk to. Like, I have, the only reason I'm talking to you is because you came with her. Like, I liked her, she was great, and then she liked you, and so you came with her. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you were the added extra, and she's like, I'm not going to leave this, so she came, you guys came as well. And that sounds really bad to say it that way, but, like, that's what it is. But it's particularly one of them, like she's been nothing but beautiful and loving and honest and just genuinely so beautiful. And I'm like, how do I tell her that I don't want to be friends with her anymore? Do you know what I mean? And this is the whole thing about mourning the unmasking. Like, I've unmasked now and I'm mourning the life that I had before, because although it was confusing, there was, like, also a bit of stability in it. And I say stability in, like, I knew it was gonna come, and it was very anxiety inducing. I was always panicking. I was always always panicking, like all the time. But I knew it. You know, it's like battle the devil, you know, like I knew I was going to be panicking. I knew it. I just thought, okay, this is what comes with it. This is what it is. Do you know what I mean? This is just how it is to be in groups of like highly functioning, highly, you know, successful people. And that's what it is to be in those rooms, right? I just need to rise to the occasion. That's what I thought. And don't get me wrong, I feel so much better now. I feel so much like better, calmer, in my space, in my thing. I feel guilty, but I feel like I've wasted their time. I feel like I haven't, you know, I haven't been all the way genuine, but I didn't know. And now I feel guilty because I don't even want to be this person's friend. I think about them from time to time because I'm like, I need to tell you that I don't want to be your friend because I don't want you to think that I'm here. Maybe she doesn't care. She's like, oh, whatever, me and Tori ain't gonna be friends no more, you know, it's time. She's very, like, mature in a sense. It's like, oh, you know, these things happen, friends fade away, and and she's very much just like, she kind of just gets on with it. But, yeah, I genuinely feel guilty, and I'm mourning it, and I'm like, what do I do? I'm mourning that, like, life, that community. And I'm like, and it's the same for, like, a lot of people that I don't talk to no more, like, out of choice. Or out of like low dopamine, I don't know if that's the thing, but like I don't feel bad that I don't talk to you all the time because I just can't be a deep friend. I realize I just can't be a deep friend. Like, it takes a lot out of me to do that, and then I can only be your friend. I can't be friends with no one else deeply because all of my energy is on you. Like, that's what I clocked. Like, literally, I'm just like, this one friend is my friend. She's the one, and my whole life, my whole social life revolved around that person. Like, and I don't think I even clocked it until like maybe a couple of years ago, and I thought, this is a bit unhealthy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it, because I was like, I can't be in this space with anyone else like I am with her. So I was like, this is it. All my other friendships are like very much like surface, you know. And now I realize I can have like, it's not surface, it's like pops of intenseness in their friendships. They can all be deep. We can be deep, and I can do things, and we can be deep in the moment. And usually, actually, a lot of my friends are neurodivergent, I realize. So if I don't talk to you for 6 months, you're not gonna be upset. But there are people that will be upset, and I'm like, I don't think I can be friends with you because our friendship, I don't know, whatever the word is, doesn't align. I can't be in deep with you. I don't have the energy to do it. And that's what this person that I'm talking about, that's what she requires. And I just can't do it. I realise that because I've unmasked, I realise I actually can't do it. And I'm much happier not. And I love her. I genuinely love her. And I'm grateful for all the things she's done, like, and who she is as a person. And she's, I'm in admiration of her as a human. Like, she's so admirable as a human. And I'm just like, how do I tell her? How do I tell her? And how do I move on from this? How do I move on from this like group of people? I have already, but I still feel guilty about it. Cause it's like raw, like I don't even know like what to do. And I'm trying to be like this unmasked version of myself, or like figuring out who is unmasked version of myself while still almost like holding on to the mask a little bit. Like, I'm never going to put it on. I'm never going to wear it again, because I know exactly what it is. And I don't want to be in a state of constant panic. Even though that was my norm. It's crazy to think that everyone just was like that. And I became so used to it that I didn't even realize I was panicking. I didn't even realize I was having anxiety. I didn't even realize. I was just like, everyone just goes for this. Well, yeah, it's fine. We'll work for it. Yeah, it's cool. Do you know what I mean? And I get home and I'm like, oh wow. And then I get home and then I'm like doing all these million things through the night because I felt like I couldn't be myself all through the day. Do you know how crazy that is? All through the day I was doing these things, it was lovely, it was amazing with people, oh wonderful, you know. And I get home and I spend the evening and the night just almost just like re-remembering myself. So weird. Like now I go to bed at like 10 o'clock. Fam, I was not going to bed at 10 o'clock before. What? Because I'm not trying to like, now I'm just like, oh, do you know what I mean? So weird, so weird. And I feel guilty. I genuinely feel guilty for that. For feeling the things I feel But yeah, no one talks about the guilt of like unmasking and all the things that you thought you did or you thought you were and now you're not, and you realize that these are just symptoms and these are just coping mechanisms. And then you're like, wow, actually the people that are my friends aren't my friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not, like, do you know what I mean? And that's, and not all of them, like I said, there's that one that's definitely just like, she's that, but it's like, yeah, they're just not my friends. I just don't have a desire to be around them. And if I never spoke to them again, it sounds very, very, very deep. And I don't mean it in a horrible way, but if I never spoke to them again, I'll just be like, okay. Do you know what I mean? It wouldn't be like, oh, wonderful. It wouldn't be like, oh my God, I'm so sad. I'll just be like, okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would probably think about them from time to time. This is one of the girls I'm talking about. Some are like, oh man, I should holler at you. Do you know what I mean? Because there's an essence of like, I miss you there. But if we never spoke again, I don't think it would affect me majorly. I would think about you from time to time, but yeah, that's just it. Do you know what I mean? It's really weird. It's really, really, really weird. And I don't know if anyone talks about it or if it's a thing. But there definitely needs to be some sort of like psychology thing around it. There probably is. But yeah, crazy. Crazy. I've just been thinking about her like almost every day. In fact, every day for like the past, I don't even know, 3-4 months, she pops into my head. And I'm like, I should tell her that I don't want to be friends with her anymore. And that's not the thing I don't want to be, but it's like, I kind of feel like our friendship has come to an end because I can't give you what you want and you can't give me what I want. So we're kind of just at an impasse here. But how do you say that? It's so weird. I think I will eventually send her a voice note. I'm just not ready to do it yet. Crazy. Yeah. I don't know if anyone has been in the same position or in the same position or anything similar, but if you are, holler at me. Let me know, email me, justonetori@gmail.com, justonetori@gmail.com. Holler at me. Peace out, T-Town down. Do-do, do-do.